and welcome to episode number 6 of the Saxton Partners podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. My name is Pete Edgerton from local radio station Your Harrogate and the main lady responsible for all of these podcasts, Sonia Saxton. Sonia, homework in the last episode. Let's have a little recap.
So last time we were talking about getting on people's wavelength and also how people make decisions. And then, are they telling you the truth? So I gave you some homework around noticing what you notice when you're in that meeting, you're with the family. Are they on the same wavelength? Are you really noticing their language? Are you tuning in, connecting, making sense, seeing things the way they see them? Or are you just sticking to your own preference? Have you asked that question about how people make decisions? Asking when you've made a decision, how did you know it was right for you? Was it? It looked right, sounded right, felt right, made sense. And also about noticing people's eye movements. Now, this is a wonderful basis for then using your talent. And you have a lot of talent. And sometimes people don't realise how much talent they've got because, well, it's underutilised. So, for example, if you take yourself back a few episodes when I talked about your fabulous motivations, that thing that gets you out of bed in the morning. I also talked about whether your motivations are conditioned by maybe some life experience. What is your true talent? So if you are motivated to be with people, to collaborate, then your talent will be around that collaboration and people. If you're more motivated to notice whether people are doing what's morally right and the process they go through, etc., it needs to be in that area. Or if it's about prosperity and, you know, get the nice things in life, flash car, flash house, etc., it might be that you're more talented in the area of entrepreneurship or doing something different. Have a look at your profile around your motivations. And if you haven't got yours yet, go on to Saxton Partners website and look for core. That will tell you all about your motivations. And out of your motivations, out of that which you value, is your talent. Are you really tapping into your talent, connecting with it, seeing your talent as maybe other people are seeing it? Because I often hear from people who, for some reason, have lost their mojo. Not sure why they're not excited about what they're doing. It's possibly something to do with the fact that they're not doing that which excites them. And if you're looking at your profile, maybe you've got it already, or maybe you haven't. The scoring shows that some things will be very exciting for you, and that's where your talent will be. Those are the high scores, the high coloured bars in this case, on a graph. And if it's below that, it doesn't mean you can't do it, but it doesn't excite you, and that's not where your talent lies. So find out what your motivations are. You don't have to use even the core profile. You could simply spend quite a bit of time talking about what excites you. What are some of the things that are important to you? And then there's that important question. What gets in the way of your talent? What stops you from using your talent? Well, it's about being switched off. Being switched off is about you having some, those little bugs I talked about in earlier podcasts, some belief patterns that are temporarily getting in the way. So, for example, you could be really motivated to collaborate and work with people, and yet you might have an anxious belief, a belief that you don't really feel that safe and you're not sure about people. And you do what I call awfulizing, think about what could go wrong, what might go wrong, what may go wrong. And that switches off your motivation. So learn about the things that are temporarily switching off your talent. Because once you know about those things, and there are 12 possible areas as a starting point that will show on your core profile that could be temporarily switching you off. You'll notice I'm saying temporarily, because it is temporary. You'll recall that I mentioned in earlier podcasts that sometimes you don't know what you don't know is sapping your mojo, is getting in the way of you being excited about what you're doing. It's a bit like going into your loft with the light switched off. When you switch that light on, you can see what could cause you to tumble. Then you can move it away or move it out so you can be free and be who you really are, with all that wonderful talent and power and energy. Learn more about what gets you out of bed in the morning. It's on your profile. What really motivates you? What excites you? And then what, if anything, is temporarily getting in the way? Because once you know what those things are, you can then start to deal with them. You need to talk to the boss, of course. The boss is your subconscious, because your subconscious knows everything. It knows all about those things that switch you off and switch you on. Yes, we have positive beliefs as well. Things that switch you on to your motivation, that keep you going. It's good to learn about those things. And whether you go on to Saxton Partners website, get your core profile, or sit and simply ask these two questions. For your motivations, sit and talk about what are some of the things that are important to you in every aspect of your life. What are those things that are important to you at work, home, play, relationships, health, well-being, nutrition and so on? What are those things that are important to you so you get to know yourself? And then ask another question to find out what switches you off. What has happened when you've been demotivated? What specifically did you see or hear? And is that rational? Or is it one of those little bugs that's in your subconscious that is giving you a narrative, giving you a story that's not right, that says you can't do things, for example? Anything's possible. It's only a question of how. Find that how for you and live your talent, because the world needs you.
What a lovely sentiment to end on, Sonia. Thank you so much for coming in and doing this series of podcasts. Now, if people have listened back, or even if they've just listened to this particular one, mm-hmm. and they're intrigued by what you do at Saxton Partners, mm-hmm. what's the next step?
At Saxton Partners, we make things happen for you. And it's guaranteed, which is unusual in this field. We guarantee that you will get results from this, at least 18 examples of how it's improved things for you, or we give you all your money back. And what's that first step? That first step, regardless of what you do later on, is finding out about you, go onto the website. Go on to saxtonpartners.co.uk and look for core, C-O-R-E. To get to the core of you, you click on core and get your personal profile. It will tell you all about your motivations. It will tell you all about those little belief patterns, those bugs that are temporarily getting in the way of your talent. It'll give you an employer's perspective on what it's like to work with you. Is it bringing out the best in you? And that process provides you with a coach, an international coach, who will talk you through what it means for you personally. And talk you through those things that you could do as a next step if you wish to. It's just good to know you, to really get to know the inner you. Because let's face it, guys, we spend a lot of time with ourselves, don't we? And if we don't find out about our inner selves, we could spend our whole life wondering what's going on with the boss, the subconscious. Go on, find out about the wonderful you. You deserve it.
Sonia, thank you so much. And thank you to you too for listening to the Saxton Partners podcast.